The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Here we go. And good morning, 1380 WPHM, Caleb Gordon. Oh, and the cannon just went off. that one frightened me just a little bit. All right. Mackinac Island, Caleb Gordon, 1380 WPHM, and outside of the Grand Hotel, just a short walk away from the Grand Hotel, is beautiful Fort Mackinac, operated by Mackinac State Historic Parks. Their director, Steve Brisson, joins us right now talking about all sorts of things Mackinac. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mackinac State Historic Parks, this is... In my opinion, tries to capture the what Mackinac originally was and try to present it in a historical manner. So it's not just the fudge or the gift shops downtown. Mm-hmm. It's the historical reenactments in the fort. It's getting the flavor and the feel of what this place originally was all about.
Indeed. And Mackinac is just a very historic place and with a lot of reminders of the past. You know, it never became a great city, so a lot of surviving architecture, a lot of historic sites are still here. And so that's a big plus, that we don't just have to talk about what happened here, we can actually show it. The remains are still here, the most prominent being Fort Mackinac.
So what can someone expect to see inside the fort if perhaps they haven't been there at all, or maybe it's been a while since they've been visited the fort?
Sure. I mean, it's, in my opinion, one of the best preserved forts of the 19th century, and it survived from before the 19th century until 1895. So it had a very long history, somewhat unusual in the 19th century. Forts didn't often last that long, but it was established by the British here in 1780, later became an American fort, and again continued until 1895 as an active post. So you're going to find all that history here. 14 original buildings within the original fort walls, the interpreted ticketed area of the fort. So no reconstructions, all original, all restored to their original appearance in the 1880s, the final era of the fort's existence.
And in addition to inside the fort, there's several historic buildings downtown, not open just yet, but very
most
soon.
Most of them are open, and the final one's open this coming weekend. We have downtown the American Fur Company retail store and Dr. Beaumont Museum, where Dr. Beaumont's pioneering experiments into human digestion began because of an accident there 200 years ago this year. Down the street is the Biddle House and Mackinac Island Native American Museum and Benjamin Blacksmith Shop.
Now, the Native American part is new, at least new to me.
Brand new. It opened fully last year. And Agatha Biddle was a prominent tribal member. She and her husband were business people on the island back in the early 19th century. He ran a fur trading business and so on. But Agatha was a chief of the local tribes and a leader of the Native American tribes in an era of great transition for them. They fought to remain in this region, were not moved out west, and Agatha was in that generation that helped them remain in their homeland. And so we thought it was a very appropriate place to put a Native American museum within their home.
Fascinating. So that's on Market Street. Mm-hmm. You got the Fur Museum, or yeah, the American Fur Trader Company
the
there.
Store and the Beaumont Museum.
I mean, without Astor, this island wouldn't be what we know it as.
Exactly, today. Exactly. Yeah. And that's run by the city, the Stewart House Museum there. Other properties we have downtown are Historic Mission Church, the oldest standing church building in Michigan. And that's often the case at Mackinac, that some of the oldest standing structures not only in Michigan, but in the upper Midwest, are here on this island. So it's a great, if you're interested in historic architecture and early Midwest history, you find it here on Mackinac Island.
Talked about some of the buildings, both, you know, the fort, downtown, that sort of thing, but something like, 80% of the island is a state park?
About just under 83% of the island is preserved by being within the boundaries of the state park. And that's the... you know, the greatest check on overdevelopment here, the fact that so much of it is preserved for the people within the state park. It was first a national park beginning in 1875, the second national park in the United States after Yellowstone. It survived as a national park for 20 years, but when Fort Mackinac was closed in 1895, those soldiers at Fort Mackinac were the park rangers. There was no park service yet. So it was the Army taking care of the park. So with the closure of the fort, the park was transferred to the state of Michigan, becoming Michigan's first state park.
Now, if someone ventures off, you know, up the hill, backside of the island, what can they expect to see? Why should someone wander out there?
70 miles of roads and trails crisscrossing the state park. Access to other historic sites like Fort Holmes. There's another fort on the island. It was part of the operation of Fort Mackinac, not really a separate fort, but a full blockhouse and palisade up at the top of the island.
Beautifully redone.
For the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Completed the latest reconstruction of that. Lots of natural sites, natural wonders, Arch Rock, Sugarloaf, major geological features, scores of interpretive panels about the flora and fauna of Mackinac. So there's a lot to see on Mackinac Island. Just, you know, biking around the M-185, the highway that goes all around it, that's a wonderful experience in and of itself. Beautiful vistas of the lake and bluffs and a lot to enjoy outside the downtown area.
Yeah, a lot of people, as great as the city is, a mm-hmm. lot of people, that's all they know is
yes.
Pink Pony, Grand Hotel, wonderful places.
They are wonderful
to visit,
places, and you should see them as well. But
you got to go up into the backside.
It is.
But give us a couple, like if someone's planning a trip to Mackinac Island or maybe they spent the past couple of years a little closer to home looking to get out and things to do. What are maybe your top things that you must do if you come?
Well, I would say what you have to see is Fort Mackinac, of course. It's kind of, you know, going to Mackinac Island and not seeing the fort is like going to Rome and not seeing the Colosseum. You know, it's this major historic landmark here. We also have downtown, which I didn't mention, the Mackinac Island Art Museum, which we also operate, and that shows artwork that has been inspired that Mackinac has inspired throughout the centuries here. And that's included in your Fort Mackinac ticket, as are the other buildings I mentioned that we operate downtown. So all those historic sites. And then beyond that, you know, I think, you know, another iconic feature of the island is Grand Hotel, just to take a walk up there. But then out in the park, Arch Rock, the major geological feature, very close to Fort Mackinac, less than a half a mile down the road, very accessible. Check that out. So if you just have a day, you know, check out downtown, get to the fort, see some of the downtown sites, and then get up to those easily walkable features. You can do a great loop after you tour Fort Mackinac, see Arch Rock, continue on through the island cemeteries, up to Fort Holmes, as I mentioned, the highest spot on the island, beautiful vistas there. And that, if you just have, you know, part of a day, that's a great introduction to the island. And then the next time you can come back, further exploration, again, on those 70 miles of roads and trails.
Lots of history here, and this brings up another topic. Memorial Day just recently celebrated. Talked about the island cemeteries. Mm-hmm. Just talk a little bit about the Post Cemetery. I know that's a very, very
yeah, the Post Cemetery, which is a national cemetery, federally recognized as an official national military cemetery, was operated from established out there in the 1820s by the commandant at Fort Mackinac. There probably was another post cemetery somewhere closer in, but its location is a mystery. But from the 1820s until the 1890s, that's where military men and some of their family members who died here were buried. And it's a beautiful spot out in the woods, surrounded by a white picket fence, a very, very solemn place where the flag always flies. And then near it are the public cemeteries. The Catholic and Protestant cemeteries were moved up there in the 1850s to be near the post cemetery. So it's like I think a lot of people, sometimes it's fun to wander through cemeteries and check out the names and the dates and get a little feel for the long gone residents of the island.
Part of the duties of your Scout Honor Guard is taking care of, you know, the flags of that cemetery.
Indeed.
And it's welcome to see the scouts back, and it's been a couple of years.
Yes, we run a scout service camp on the island. We've been doing that since 1929 for almost 100 years, so the scout program itself is now very historic. Troops come in for 1 week at a time, both girl and boy scouts, and they help us out at the park. They put up our flags, they do service projects, they help visitors in the fort in our downtown buildings, checking tickets and providing information and giving directions. And again, that's just, we're so happy to see the scout program back this summer after a 2-year hiatus because of the pandemic. Gerald Ford was in that first group of scouts who came here in 1929. So our future president is here.
And to localize it, we have both a girls and a boys unit from Port Huron. I think we might be the only community in Michigan that has both a girls unit and a boys unit.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That comes up here.
Yeah, at first, when it was first established, it was just for Eagle Scouts. And then by the 40s, it was expanded to Boy Scouts, just all Boy Scouts. And then, through the influence of First Lady Helen Milliken, in the 1970s, girls were added to the program.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I talked about the tickets, information. If anyone, any of the stuff we talked about, where can they go?
They can go to Mackinac Parks. It's Mackinac with a C. MackinacParks.com.
And what's that ticket cost you?
Oh, the ticket is, I think, $13.
And it gets you into the fort and all the that's the best deal on the island.
It is a huge deal. We do a survey every year of all the national historic sites, all the local ones. We are on the low end of what we charge. So,
that's awesome.
And we try to keep it as reasonable as we can.
It's Steve Brisson. He's the director of Mackinac State Historic Parks. And we are on Mackinac Island during the Mackinac Policy Conference. I'm Caleb Gordon, and this is 1380 WPHM. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.